This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado seniors will keep their ability to renew their driver licenses online. They can do that already under a temporary pandemic-era executive order, but a state law will allow it permanently. Derek Kuhn is with the Division of Motor Vehicles.
It's really kind of a common sense law, especially during the pandemic, because it helps keep some of our vulnerable Coloradans out of the offices, out of the way of potential infections, and allows them to get the driver license services that they need.
More than 130,000 elderly Coloradans have renewed their licenses online since the pandemic started. Denver's Meow Wolf branch will officially open to the public this week. Here's CPR's arts and culture reporter, Monica Castillo.
Meow Wolf's Denver location is an out-of-this-world trip to galaxies both strange and familiar. Through the building's convergence station, visitors can see theme spaces full of interactive art and costume performers. Co-founder Sean Diani said Meow Wolf's third location is the group's most ambitious experience to date.
It's a huge milestone in our mission of inspiring creativity in people's lives. And I really think that this project and all the others that we've created so far are proving out the power of the imagination to transform our world.
Denver's Meow Wolf location opens this Friday. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Amazon plans to add 2,200 employees in Colorado Springs to work at its fulfillment and sorting center and delivery stations. The Gazette reports the additional workers are part of a statewide hiring effort by the company, which includes 2,700 new employees in the Denver area. Amazon already employs thousands of people in Colorado. Pay starts at $15 an hour. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.